It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hey, neighbor, welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. We're talking this week on the seven feasts of Israel, and they're found in Leviticus chapter 23. God gave Israel seven holidays. He had them celebrate from the time they came out of Egypt until they still celebrate them today. They're called Moedim, the appointed times, and each of those holidays would be a significant day in the life of Christ. The first three feasts were in the spring of the year, and they would represent his first coming, and he would fulfill them exactly to the day. The fourth feast was the Feast of Pentecost, and that would be fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. When the Holy Spirit came, Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send a comforter, and he'll be with you. So that happened, fulfilling the fourth feast. And then the last three were found in the fall of the year, and they're the fall feasts, which represent his second coming. Now today we're on the second of the seven feasts. It's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it's found in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6. It says, then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. For 7 days you're to eat unleavened bread. Now this follows the Feast of Passover. Passover was all about Jesus, the Lamb of God, who would be the perfect sacrifice that would take away our sins. The very next day, the 15th day of the month of Aviv, was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And for 7 days the Jews eat this unleavened bread. Now, just as Christ died and was placed in the tomb at the beginning of Passover on Aviv 14, this holiday comes the very next day, and it speaks about the removal of sin from our lives. Now, the Jews do this on the week of Passover. They remove all the leaven products from their house. They sweep the house clean, and this is where we get our concept of spring cleaning, actually. And just as Passover spoke about the death of the Lamb, the crucifixion of Messiah, the very next day spoke about the burial of Jesus. And he was in the heart of the earth paying for our sins. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and look what Paul says about this. He said, your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed. Therefore, I've taught you when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. God's going to say something heavy. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now look what Paul calls Christ here. He says, Christ, our Passover. So now we celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now you remember the story in Exodus chapter 12 when the children of Israel were getting ready to leave Egypt. It said in Exodus 12 verse 33, the Egyptians urged the people to send them out of the land in haste. And they said, we will all be dead. So the people took their dough before it was leavened with their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. They baked the dough which had been brought out of Egypt into cakes of unleavened bread, for it had not become leavened, and since they were driven out of Egypt and could not delay, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. So you remember that horrible night in Egypt when the firstborn were killed of all the families, and Pharaoh finally relents to let the children of Israel leave. All the Jews wake up that next morning, and they realize that their firstborns had survived. It was a different story on the other side of town, where all the Egyptians were waking up to realize their firstborn sons had all died. Now, we learned yesterday that in the holiday of Passover, the Jews, with that first Passover in Exodus 12, they had to kill a lamb that they had watched for 3 or 4 days and made sure it was perfect. And he had to be spotless. And then they would kill the lamb, and they would put the blood on the doorposts, the sides of the doors, and over the top. and they would paint their doorposts. And I shared with you yesterday that this was so that the blood had to be on full display. God wants us to not be secret agents for Him. He wants us to have our faith right out where people can see it. And they wanted the Hebrews out fast after Pharaoh realized that all the firstborn of Egypt had died. He wanted them gone, so he summoned Moses, and he told him, get these people out of this land fast. And so that's why they didn't have time for the bread to rise. They baked unleavened bread, and they ate this for days. I've often said that the unleavened bread, which the Jews call matzah, you can buy it in the store, unleavened bread of matzah is the best picture we have of Christ. First of all, it's baked without leaven. And just as Jesus was without any sin or error, that bread has no leaven in it. Secondly, it's pierced with tiny little holes because Jesus was pierced for our transgressions as the spear was placed in his side. And then thirdly, it has stripes on it from being baked in the oven, just as Jesus had 39 stripes upon his back so that we could be healed. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 51, he makes a profound statement. He said, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also, which I will give for the life of the world, is my flesh. Wow. Jesus says, I am the bread that you're celebrating on this feast of unleavened bread. Now, what's really interesting is when you look at the town where Jesus was born, where was he born? He was born in the town of Beit Lechem. We call it Bethlehem in English, but to the Jews, it's called Beit Lechem. Beit in Hebrew means house. Lechem means bread. So Jesus, the bread of life, was born in the house of bread. Now today, let's start with the third feast, which was called the Feast of First Fruits. Now this one is real important because the Feast of First Fruits is all about the resurrection of Christ. It's found in Leviticus 23, beginning with verse 9. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land which I'm going to give you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord for you to be accepted on the day after the Sabbath. Now remember, the Sabbath was Saturday, so the day after would be Sunday. And then it says, on the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Now on that day, when you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb 1 year old without defect for a burnt offering to the Lord. Now God gives these directives to Moses and the sons of Israel when they were still in the wilderness. They would not be able to celebrate this festival until they enter the promised land. And the Feast of First Fruits is a feast that involves a promise from God that they couldn't see at that moment. They're walking in a wilderness, wandering year after year, and here is God giving them directives about a future harvest, where they're to bring the first fruits of that barley harvest and wave the sheaf before the Lord. Now, the principle of first fruits extends far beyond the application I'm sharing today. Most of us in listening today know that God desires us to give Him the first fruits of our income. And then as we give to God because He's blessed us, He always guarantees we'll have a future harvest. My God will provide all my needs according to His riches and glory. But here in this festival involving the barley harvest, God is preparing Israel for the greatest victory mankind would ever encounter. And that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the high priest would go in on the Feast of First Fruits and wave that barley harvest before the Lord, it was a symbol of the day when Christ would raise from the dead, and God would see that as the first fruits of our resurrection. Because He lives, I will face tomorrow. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Christ rose from the dead, if I die, I know that Christ will raise me from the dead when He returns to take His children home. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20, it says this, but now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. Now, the other feast had an exact day. Passover was the 14th day of Aviv. Unleavened bread was the 15th day of Aviv. But this third feast was not given a specific date of the month. Why? Because God had a specific day that it would fall on that week. It was to be the day after the Sabbath, which would be Sunday. Now, Sunday was the first day of the week. And God had Christ raised from the dead because the resurrection spoke about a new beginning, a new life that we would encounter through the resurrection of Jesus. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11 says this, "But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." So God is saying here, not only is this day about Jesus being raised from the dead, but it's also that you too will one day rise again because Jesus fulfilled this feast of first fruits. So understand this today. God had those first three feasts that were in the spring of the year to fall on the exact days that Christ would fulfill in His first coming. On the 14th day of Aviv, that would have been that Thursday of the year Jesus died, Jesus would die on the preparation day just hours before Passover would start at sundown. So Passover, the Jews would all celebrate the Lamb Jesus, not even realizing He was fulfilling the very feast they were celebrating. The next day, they would all go 7 days with eating no leaven in their bread to show a picture of Messiah who was to come, who would have no sin. He would be God's perfect Lamb, Yeshua. And then the next day would be the Saturday Sabbath. And then the next day, that Sunday, would be the Feast of First Fruits. As the high priest was going in to the temple that day to wave the first fruits of the barley harvest before God, God was raising Christ from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. So all three feasts, Jesus fulfilled them exactly to the day. That is amazing, my friend. And you're going to see the next feast that we're going to talk about tomorrow is the Feast of Pentecost. And what does the Bible say in Acts chapter 2? "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come," they were all in one mind and one accord in that upper room. And what happened? The Holy Spirit fell on them, and He did it exactly on the day Moses had the children of Israel celebrate this Feast of Pentecost. I just think God is so amazing, my friend. He uses days and numbers and weeks and His calendar to teach us a lesson. My friend Dr. Jimmy Snow in Nashville, Tennessee, taught me the seven feasts of Israel when I was just a young teenager. And I remember sitting there listening and just being spellbound, hearing the holidays that God established. And he said to me one time, he said, "Keith, if you get an understanding of these seven feasts, everything else will fall in place and you'll see how God's redemption plan is found in these seven feasts." And it's so true, my friend. You see, these first three feasts gave them a picture of Messiah because God didn't want the Jews to miss Messiah. They wanted them to recognize Him and say, "Wow, you're the one who was prophesied in the scripture way back when Eve and Adam were in the garden. God said, Eve, your seed will crush the serpent." And Yeshua Jesus was that seed that would crush the devil and bring victory for mankind. And then the next feast we're going to talk about on tomorrow's program is that amazing feast called Pentecost, which came 50 days later. And that's what it means, 50th day. And we're going to see that God fulfilled it exactly to the day. Friend, I so appreciate you listening to our program each and every weekday, and I thank you for joining me today. We look forward to tomorrow as we talk about the Feast of Pentecost.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.